Sitting in the natural state, honoring your own self. Becoming one and surrendering to the light of I Am. Sitting meditation is like digging a well in order to reach the source. One has to dig in the same place. And that place is your essence. Abidance in the essence. Deepening this experience. Letting the natural course of evolution take place. This natural evolution can begin only when we enter the light of pure subjectivity, the heart of our existence. Only then we can begin to evolve. Before that, there is no evolution. It's a perpetual state of being lost and trying to improve that hopeless condition through all kinds of spiritual gymnastic. Honoring yourself is the foundation of a true seeker. Someone asked a question about different experiences among masters or teachers. Who cares? Addiction to spiritual experiences received from gurus, whether they are based on reality or they are just a projection of collective euphoria present in those circles, reflects spiritual immaturity. These are guru junkies, they are not seekers. The natural state is beyond bliss, beyond ecstasy. It's transparent. It is nothing special. That's why, even if you do experience it accidentally, if you do connect to your I Am-ness and you do not recognize, understand that experience, most often you just don't pay attention because the ego is too dumb, too numb, too dull to register the value of truth. It is seeking for excitement. It is seeking for something special because it is itself so much not special, so insensitive. The function of a spiritual teacher is to assist you come back to yourself, to awaken your essence. If he does not awaken that essence, meaning he is not a teacher, or you are not a seeker, because it is a meeting between teacher and a seeker that allows this impregnation with the light of I Am to take place. You have to want it, and a teacher has to know how to give it, how to share, how to open up the dimension to a soul which is craving for that realization. We can sit here and chant bhajans, and you'll be also high. You'll be praising this retreat forever. But what you will take with yourself to your daily life is nothing. The nature of spiritual path is that it is a lonely path, because the one inside, the one who is evolving, has to go beyond totality of its past and all the relations with the world in order to regain its eternal essence, its eternal nature. Certainly one needs assistance, one needs guidance in that tricky, unknown territory. But the work is his. One has to do the work. There's no way around that. And it is not a punishment. Through this work, through your effort, through your confusion, through your difficulties, challenges, and suffering, you mature to finally meet yourself in a true way to embrace the light of I Am with ultimate understanding. So you actually know, you understand, you have absolute clarity what it is that you experience in this inner realm. The ultimate reality wants the soul not only to come back to its source, but to understand this realization. Because it is not just a dissolution of individual in the universal, it is a meeting. And this meeting must be based on true understanding, not intellectual, but existential. one who is unconscious, one who has no solidity of presence, one who has no awakened heart, one who has not purified his mind, his low tendencies, he or she is not allowed by law to enter the dimension of light. So through this whole process of spiritual path, we are becoming ready. It is a constant preparation to be worthy to be received by the dimension of truth, by the Self, by God, by the Divine, by the Ultimate. Honoring your own Self is the foundation of becoming a real person and real seeker. If you don't honor yourself, how can you honor the Ultimate? You are the first and foremost expression of that Ultimate. You must first embrace that expression before you can seek the source of it. As you sit in the state of meditation, abiding in your consciousness, resting in existence, the whole experience is so simple, so profoundly ordinary, and yet there's so much beauty in it. It's so infinitely precious.